It's been what, almost a week since BYU pulled off the upset of the college basketball season.
TJ, 18-footer, no!
Capuzzi!
Capuzzi.
Oh, he put it in!
He put it back up and in! 19.7 to go, BYU by four!
And it's one of those things you can hear over and over and over. Can the Cougars keep up the impressive play, though, in the West Coast Conference tournament? They play Loyola Marymount tomorrow in the quarterfinals of the tourney. And joining us live on the KSL Newsline from Las Vegas, the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell. Thanks for joining us. The Cougars beat the Lions twice this season, but the way they beat them would lead one to believe BYU isn't taking this team lightly.
Yeah, it's true. LMU led BYU by 18 in their first meeting in Los Angeles before BYU came back to win it by five. And the second game in Provo was really pretty tight throughout. And so it's two single-digit wins for BYU over LMU. And the Lions haven't had a great year. They're 15-14, but they've had a way of staying in pretty much every game. They've had an amazing 11 games of their 29 decided by one possession, 3 points or fewer. They've had 7 games decided by a single point. So LMU has a tendency to play teams tight, and if there's one true area of contrast here, it's that BYU is very young, scholastically, at least they start nothing but freshmen and sophomores, and LMU starts nothing but juniors and seniors. And so we certainly saw this BYU team grow up in Spokane last Saturday in a very important setting. We'll see if they can take that experience and use it to kind of bolster the inexperience against a very veteran LMU team tomorrow.
Greg, the Lions like to play a ton of guys, so are we expecting a long game, lots of fouls like that?
Well, if it follows the pattern of the first two games, yes. They have 5 seniors they rely on, a very deep bench, as you noted, and LMU fouled BYU more than any other team this season in West Coast Conference competition. 53 fouls over 2 games. That plays into BYU's hand. The Cougars get a large bulk of their points from free throws. They're an excellent free throw team. LMU, comparatively, is at the opposite end of the spectrum. Don't shoot a lot of free throws and don't shoot them very well. In fact, they're second to worst nationally in free throw percentage. So if BYU is getting fouled a lot and going to the line a lot, that bodes well for the Cougars. In fact, LMU outscored BYU from the field over these 2 games this season, but from the line is where BYU made a big difference and got those 2 wins.
All right, I'll go there. I'll ask this question. During the week at practice, were the guys locked in, or are they still loving life after the Zags?
Well, Coach Dave Rose midweek thought the guys could look a little more lively. He says you're coming into a tournament setting that demands a level of urgency that he hadn't necessarily seen from his guys in the early practices of the week. We hope that, and Cougar fans will hope at least, that BYU will have picked it up and kind of locked in a little more as the week goes along. Because these one-and-done scenarios, tend to bring out the best of the lesser lights at times, and we occasionally see the favored seeds caught a little unawares. Now it's the first game of the day tomorrow, early game, and the first tournament game is always dicey, even if you are the favored seed. We'll see how much BYU grew up last week in Spokane, and if it can pay off tomorrow in the tournament setting here in Las Vegas.